This is CliffCentral.com. Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
It is the Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman. And we started off the show the right way with a bit of Soweto's finest. Candace.
It escaped you for a second.
But
they are the finest. I mean, how are you going to say that without messing it up?
Are they
Soweto's finest?
Are they?
And that's what we're going to find out. Are they really the finest, or are they selling themselves that dream?
Can I find out something from you?
Yeah.
What's Shubé?
What's what?
What's the last track we play? Shubé, what's that?
What do you mean, what is it? It's a
what
track.
What is it? You know, give me a definition. What does Shubé mean?
It's an it's a term of endearment. You can never catch. You always ask me these questions, but I stay winning. You always try to catch me like this.
Producer Polessa, I always catch her off guard. Like, she's always doing some random
stuff.
And
I stays on
no,
top of
it. That's because I'm busy working this side.
Such a convenience excuse. What's Shubé?
What?
What is Shubé? S-H-U-B-E. What does
Shubé.
That mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
Sounds like a bay.
Sounds like a bay?
Mm.
I feel like the girls in this studio only have one thing on their mind.
Sex. Yeah,
like, that's
right.
It.
Umtavazo.
That's
it. No, it's actually this, it's this weather. And it's Thursday.
It's weather. And it's Thursday.
So,
Lesego, what are you doing off
this? It's Thursday.
We are preparing.
It's Thursday.
Oh, also the thirst as well.
It's a problem,
God,
right?
Don't you see, we're like all dressed up. We're trying to like get in.
I'm trying
game,
to secure apartments, you know? In Santon. I'm telling you.
I'm like loving the view. And I'm like just sitting here like, be professional, Lesego. Be professional. Be professional. Be professional. Be professional. But I mean, Polessa, you're from Soweto.
I live in Soweto.
You
I'm
live in
from
Soweto.
Matatiel originally.
Ooh, but that's basically from Joe. Like, forget the technicalities.
No,
like,
but I just, No, I'm not from there.
Like, it's your hood.
Yes, it is my hood. And it's actually quite cool, hey?
It is. Southern Western Township.
So, can I ask you a question? Who is the finest in the South,
yeah,
in the South African Western Township? Who's the finest?
Soweto finest. Obviously.
Joe. You know what? Like, she said it. She said it. And, I mean, you got to take her word for it. I mean, you know what? Thank
I'm going to take your word from
thank
it because
I'm
from Benoni.
But they must come in and tell us what the Shubé means.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's from Benoni. I'm from a lovely little tiny town called Centurion. we'll take
lovely
your word for it. Lovely, very racist.
So now that we all don't know what Shubé means, I want to find
no,
out.
No, I answered, baby.
Okay, fine. I see that you're being so smart. What does Vosho mean?
We all know what Vosho is, bruh.
No, what does it mean? I don't know. There must be a definition.
No, it's
there
not.
There must be a meaning for
no,
it.
I know the...
There's no direct meaning.
What do you call it? The hand gesture for it. But I don't know.
What's the hand gesture?
It's like...
Jesus.
Describe that. It's like what?
It
it's
could
like,
probably be like a saw going through your hand or something. For sure.
Never mind. Switch off her mic. It's not helping us.
She's not doing us any justice.
You know what? Sit down.
You know what? Before we get fired,
I've never even
ships of an alien sort are approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Tuned into the greatest.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And this is CliffCentral.com. And we're chilling out with us on the Urban Culture Drive on Cliff Central. And we're taking over Kelman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Like, who
when
needs
will
Kelman?
Your fave?
When will your fave?
Yeah. Kelman, take another month off. It's cool.
Just one more.
Yeah, we've got
or just to retire. It's fine.
We'll hold the fort.
He has the land anyway.
You can retire.
Once fine. We take back the land, then you can go back to work. Then we're lying back in. But listen, whenever alone, we're always rolling squad deep. We got the best voice on radio, Mr. JLB. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Ha! Did you hear that? And then obviously the sexiest Candace Coulson, only on a Thursday though. After the Stride of Pride.
Listen to this.
Cause she got it all today.
Who am I leaving with in the studio? Am I leaving with you and Jabulo?
Who knows?
I like the mysterious answer. It's like I really don't want to fucking live with you, but just to sound nice and like, save my reputation, I'll say, who knows? Well, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, guys.
We're excited
thanks.
To have you in today. Yeah, I've heard a shitload about Soweto's Finest. I mean, I know
that.
Have
you heard or have you seen the keys to see? Then you're like,
no, a bit of both, but like mostly 80% heard. Okay, but they say it's all in the hearsay, right?
Yeah.
And I know that they have the Cap City Finest, the Pretoria Finest vibes. And I mean, I went to this one show and these cats were just doing the most. And I thought, whoa, what a time to be alive. But before we jump into this whole what a time to be alive when it comes to your Soweto's Finest gig, I want to know the process of that blonde hair. I think it's very interesting. Gives you an edge. Tell us about it.
I started doing the blonde hair shandies 2012. When we were booked to perform in Durban.
Before Kanye West, before Bo Mang Mang, before the greats. Else,
before I just wanted to do something.
You're the trendsetter.
To stand out. Yeah. To for people. And it literally worked because everybody says the blonde guy, the blonde
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what makes you you. It gives you an
and
edge.
And everybody, that's how you associate Soweto's Finest also with the blonde guy.
Mm.
When there's no blonde guy, you
it's
like,
not the real
is
thing.
Them?
What's going on?
So yeah. The idea helped, I suppose.
So were you trendsetting or were you just liking things?
Both.
And can I just ask, this is peroxide straight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah. Although I've lost...
Okay, wait, but you lost
I was
going
to say, because peroxide really like...
Yeah,
doesn't it fuck up your hair?
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Oh, yeah. Gosh, we're chatting to village kids.
Hey.
To the villages...
What is peroxide now? Like, are we letting that just slide by?
To the villages that are here, peroxide is a chemical... that lightens your hair, so you'll find it in your blonder hair dyes, and when white girls that are brunettes that want to go lighter, or anyone that wants to go lighter, they'll use peroxide
so
to lighten your hair.
It's not dye. It's bleach.
Dye is a little more sensitive. Peroxide burns the shit
That's
out
what
of
I'm
your
saying.
Skull.
It's bleach.
Yes, it's bleach. There we go.
Bleach
That's
for the
essentially
hair.
Essentially, what it is exactly that.
So
that.
Now to get your hair back to black, you must dye it black.
Yeah, that's simple. It's simple. It's just to get your hair lighter.
Process, but the amount of hair I've probably lost is amazing. Probably.
That's what I was going to say. Because peroxide fucks up your hair.
You're losing hair.
No.
because you're pap, you're losing hair.
Next question.
Tandizi.
Liking
you fashion. Our parents used to tell us fashion I patali. Rugana le fashion.
This is a problem. Fashion is a problem.
Now you're losing hair.
But I mean, you know, maybe it works. Let's find out. Because I was putting on producer Palessa on the spot. Producer Palessa, could you please be professional and like pay attention to us?
So yeah. Act like you have a real job, please, buddy.
I'm like, damn.
Guys, so what happened is my laptop switched off, ne?
Because
I forgot my charger.
She's lying,
so
guys.
Now,
yeah.
I am working from another PC.
Yeah.
So your previous hour show can be up in 10 minutes.
So the only thing that matters out of everything you said is this man's hair is peroxided. Right.
I like it though.
I also love it. I'm
see,
a big fan.
Anything for the bad bads.
You see, ladies love the hair.
Anything for the bad. You can lose your hair. You can dye your hair black. Anything for the bad bads. Good. Okay. Thank you very much, producer Vanessa.
Speaking of bad bads, the chicks probably love it, right? I mean, your target market.
Who the hair or
the hair, baby? I agree. That's part of your whole your vibe.
Your whole
right?
Shandy.
The package deal.
Yeah. Well, they probably do.
You think that helps with getting laid?
They probably love you too.
Not the hair, man. I think not the hair. Well, I wouldn't know what they like, but I know that they like the art more than anything else.
I was about to say, let's break this down, okay? So there are a couple of things we know about Njabulo, right?
Yeah.
You got, let's call it, you're a trendsetter. You're a trendsetter like of things, right?
Mm.
You can dance.
Yeah.
Like no one's business.
Standard.
He's a funny guy.
You can make music.
Yeah.
Right?
Hella funny.
He's a
very funny,
funny
guy. Can I tell me, right, out of all these four things, what have you used to pick up chicks the most? What would you say is your spillion?
Can I be totally,
go
totally
ahead. This
honest?
Is your show.
Totally honest.
How
that's
I pick
about.
Up chicks?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
Oh, generally, and the circle is attracted to smart men.
I'm smart.
This is your guy.
Those are like. Yeah, it's too much.
Sharaz, you know what, Liz? You found your match, dog. I might just leave.
Smash
I can leave this fucking studio now. You found your
man. Smash your man.
He loves
be
smart
interesting.
People. That's why he has no interest in me.
But you done schooled him today, told him about peroxide.
I stay schooling him. Here and there, I like throw in a little fun fact and I catch him off guard. I'm waiting for him to give in.
Is that smart nigga shit or privileged nigga shit?
Don't you ever.
Hey, was this a question though? Why were we offended? Was this a question? Hey, now we're so sensitive. You like those white women from Benoni.
Answer.
They're like, always want to ask for the manager. Every time there's like no oranges, go pick and pay.
Manager.
You know them.
Dramatic.
Manager. Yeah, those from Benoni manager. With like their hair stuff. Anyway, let's be professional. So, Jabulo, so it's his finest.
Yeah.
Right? We heard what you guys can do. We know you guys can dance out of your socks. Where did it all start? And why? And why? And describe to me, what is Soweto's finest? Are you guys a musical group, or are you guys dancers
or brand?
Yeah, let me break it down from the beginning, I suppose. So, in Soweto, 2005-2006, there was this groundbreaking wave called Isipojo. You seem the like dance. You have an idea of that.
The dance, yeah.
You know, so every Kasi, Orlando, Zola, so Piri, Pimville, Deep Kloof, you'd find homies dancing in the corner or in the street halls or whatever the situation was.
Yeah.
It's poetry. But at the time, a lot of them was for the girls and fine. But either way, it was fine. Everybody wanted to do it.
And you guys were like dancing in like cavellas and stuff. I don't know.
No, maybe not cavellas, but we've always been a bit... Also,
you guys were always fancy. Like, no, butchers were always like those guys in the hood.
Hence the butcher that's name. Bourgeoisie. We were always smart looking. Exactly. Looking nice.
You were those niggas. You know? You were like, hey.
Who used to take the girls?
Yeah, true.
In the Kasi. That's with their swervy moves.
That's how it started, basically.
Yeah. So now.
Like that. And then it started like that. It grew. And then there was a lot of groups around Soweto. I was also part of another different group, not Soweto's Finest. Mm. When Soweto's Finest started, there were also a lot of different groups, you know. Mm. And then Tom London, who's the founder.
Yeah.
He and Usandile, who's our manager till this day, were the ones who decided to get away from what everybody else was doing and turn this into a business. Everybody was just dancing, and then we decided to say no. Let's start by looking uniformed. To say no, let's start by creating choreographed pieces, you know, presenting them to, let's start performing for free at high schools, at varsities, so that the name could get out
get
there.
Out
and then
there.
That grew one day at a time, like that. And then, boom.
12 years later. You are the brand that you are now. So, Tom London started the group.
Yeah.
Who was he with in the beginning?
Because we were all dancing. He was also dancing solo.
He was dancing solo.
And then because he had blew up in Soweto, he was the best. He was beating everybody. Mm. Everybody wanted to be part of that clique.
Yeah.
So that's how everybody slowly just came in between. And then that's how, because of his dance acumen, he did that. And then Sandile with his brains for business
brain, yeah.
That came together. And then that's where that was 2006. Mm. 2 years down the line, that's when some of us came into the picture and added to the group.
So my question would be, right, how do you guys know when to stop at how many members? Because this is this hot crew and everybody's busy auditioning. How do you know what's that? We have our people.
There's been a stage where there was 97 of girls and boys. Because we used to rest in the street at Tom's house. So it was like a long... It was 97. It was...
It was a real deal.
Because understand,
are
we,
you kidding me?
Hence the name Soweto's Finest.
Yeah.
Everyone in Soweto wanted to be a part of that movement. You understand now? Everyone wanted to be a part of that movement.
So how did Jabulo make it through these 96 people? Was the hair?
Let me tell you how I made it in.
Who did you sleep with?
Let me tell you how I made it in, guys. Let me tell you how I made it in.
Give us the scoop.
The truth and nothing but the truth.
We were performing at NSA.
Yeah.
Because I had a separate group. I was performing with my group, and then Soweto's Finest was performing as well. So they were like big guns at that time.
Yeah. How many were there at that time?
There were like a lot of them, more than 10. So when we were on stage, they walked in and you feel them every time they walk in. So that's how they spotted me within my group. They spotted me performing on stage. Then they were like,
So you were the best dancer in your group?
Life.
It's not a secret.
Nah. But so that's just basically how it
is. Boom, 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 boom. Thank you, sir.
No.
And then to answer you as to when did we know how to stop?
Yeah.
It was easy for us because cliched as it might be, the passion died off, and that's how everybody else got. We never sent anyone away.
That's what happens in groups.
We
right?
never sent anyone away. We've yeah. hence we've been everybody's passion. We have oh, I'm about oh, now my mom doesn't believe it's a career. My mom wants me to go to school. My mom or me or maybe the girls aren't screaming enough anymore or whatever the case is. Whatever the case is, but
they're not throwing.
Listen
the
here, so we've seen groups like Running with the Reps, right? Yeah. That have since disintegrated.
We actually started with
and
them.
That had.
Shit.
A shitload of hype around them. I mean, Running with the Reps, they had their own reality TV show. They ran for a couple of seasons. I mean, these were the cats. You wanted to dance with those cats if you wanted to dance. How did you guys manage to keep it together since they have all, you know, chosen their paths? I know a couple of them are club promoters, blah, 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 blah. How have you guys managed to go, you know what, we are Soweto's finest, we're going to stick to it, I'm going to be a dancer, I don't want to have my own reality TV show, I don't want to be a club promoter, I am a dancer. How have you managed to keep that together?
Let me tell you a story quickly.
Go ahead, baby.
Except for me, mm-hmm. all of the other guys in the group who I dance with are orphans.
Oh, wow.
Including Thomas.
Yes.
We did Tom, not know that.
He lost his mother and his father. Monde lost his mother and his father. Wow. The other guy, Pashi, he lost his dad.
There's a new guy.
DJ Pesh, he lost. Our manager, Sandy Leshange, lost his mother and his father.
Oh, God.
Back when these guys, we were teenagers.
So, okay. So nobody
you,
had held them back. It was
so,
their
so it was either family. Either we. When I joined the group, I'm lucky because I had my mother. But when I joined, my mother took everybody in as my kids till this day.
Wow,
you know, that and is, then she instilled all of that the prayer in us, going to church. So that's what keeps us grounded all the time.
Was it all incredible. 10 of y'all or the 5 that have been filtered by then?
Even those who have left.
Whoever, I feel like your mom was the woman who was like, come.
Yeah,
come.
She's
you,
that mother.
50
so.
Or 10, come. Ah, that's beautiful.
So that's what made us not lose our step. And also because we understand that it's either this or nothing.
Shout out to Mama Bear.
We understand it's either that or nothing.
So fast forward to the future. 2006, mm-hmm. all of that happens, the group forms.
I know when, can you I just say something? When I was in varsity, when I peaked, I guess 2012, first year, you guys were a big deal.
That was 6 years later.
Yeah, and everyone knew Soweto's Finest, you know, you guys would get bookings and stuff. And then it's sort of, I don't know if I left the game, did you guys continue or did you guys take a dip? Did you guys sort of take a break from the industry? What happened? Because there was a moment where you guys were super quiet.
Yeah,
I mean, even now, I mean, there's no real hype. I mean, you speak for your
well
crew.
we didn't really take a break, but it was also a lot of the drama with the members, so instead of quitting,
the thing is people have their own lives,
you know what I mean, know? So instead of quitting we just decided to go plan things proper to understand what we want to come back doing, and then that helped a lot. That quietness actually helped a lot because coming back from that we peaked.
Wow.
Speaking of that, now coming back from that quietness and many years into the industry, you guys performed World Cup. You guys performed many MPO stages, like award shows and even to Paris, the likes of Paris. You guys,
we actually in 2013 we were scouted. We headlined our own theater shows. So our shows were always
theater
sold out
shows.
For 3 years in a row. Our shows were sold out overseas.
What? So look at y'all.
Just saying that we've been selling out.
Can I just ask? When the momentum is that amazing, I'll come back to you, Job. Sorry for that. I just need to know.
You also heard that side?
Yeah, he's like, he's like, bye. I'm sorry.
Ladies first.
Hold that thought, my baby. Hold that thought. Sorry. When the momentum is that great, how do you sort of, how does it dumb down? How does it simmer out? When you're being booked 3 years ahead,
let me tell
you. How do you return to normal life, ekasi?
With Palisa,
with Palisa, trying to catch a taxi, go away, and I'm joking, my baby.
Do you understand
what I'm saying?
That
the normalcy
easy.
Of it.
Mm. That was easy, the normality of it. Mm. But what was hard, to be honest, was because we were gone for so long, there was a time we were out for 3 months, we were gone for so long that when you come back, you need to start over again at home.
Oh,
so
God,
it's only,
you
understand, now you need to...
Got you. Go ahead, Jovi.
So what I was asking is, you got clout. Like, guys, you're a dance group that has clout over MPO stages, over many people. Yeah. And the crew is laughing at me like, come on.
Sorry, I can't get over that. He's like,
Jobu emotional. Sai was hectic. Like all emotional.
My spoon was doing this.
If he sees you guys dancing, he'll cry. He'll be there. He'll be like, that was so beautiful.
I love my family, man.
Emotional.
So yeah, over there, ne, lebafana bakukazi. First and foremost, yeah. Kasi grown kids. Yeah. You traveling the world, being seen on ample stages, performing from, you said it yourself, from 2,000 or 200 people to over 90,000 people.
Yeah.
That you've performed live in front of. Psychologically, that I would like to believe that has an effect. Stardom has an effect on a normal person who did not envision being, I mean, as a dance group, you don't envision being that big.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that stardom and five of you, because people are different, they've got different personalities. How did you all manage to balance each other to become sane and still focused on the brand? Even, was there even a point where you lost it? Let's be honest. Because it gets to you. You're starting to get money. You're starting to get recognized. Take us through that. Did you get lost? And when you did get lost, how did you pull yourself back?
And I just want to know, who bought the most amount of Cavellas?
Yeah. Who spent the most money? So get into it.
So what happened was, especially post World Cup, we had a lot of, well, not a lot, but we had like 2-3 youngins, you know. And then with that situation, they were younger than us. In their heads, probably the truth as well, they were a whole lot more good looking, you know. Mm-hmm. A whole lot. So that aspect that you asked got into their heads. Why? Because they joined the bandwagon.
Yes.
Bear in mind, they were not there when we had to walk to events and not get paid or sleep there. Bear that in mind. So how can someone who knows the struggle lose the fame once you've got it? Because once we've tasted the stadium status, 5,000 people, you want to perform for that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So those who
joined after
got lost in the wave anyway. Because they thought they were bigger than the group, honestly. Crazy. Then they decided, I can do this thing alone. A lot of them are now rapping alone, doing whatever alone. I can, because I'm now bigger than the brand. So that's
sharp.
So what grounded you guys was the initial beginning, the struggle. You guys
more than anything
focused more on the struggle and understood what you were doing
we
and
always
why you
remind
were doing.
Each other, if not every single day, we always have that talk with each other to say, damn, look where we are now, but we are kumbula. So that conversation is always to keep you going, to say, I don't want to go back there. Because honestly, it's hard. I don't want to find myself working at Pick and Pay now.
Yeah.
That's also a thought that keeps you going, to say, I can't now go from, hey, Jabs, can I have a picture, to
Nkelung Teleli,
petrol.
And it happens. I know a couple of soccer players. He's a chief soccer player.
Look, I'm quoted to being that. Life must push me to the edge one more time.
Is that thought, the fact that you don't want to go back to the struggle, is that then when you decided to expand the brand and create the gym, create the music, and how did the, over and above that, how did the endorsement with Ellis come about?
Let me start with the endorsement with Ellis.
Yeah. Mm.
Tom and I, we're chilling in a car, we're chilling in the car whenever. And then I've always, since they rebranded per se, I've always been checking them out and saying, they look dope. Mm. Tom said, let's talk to them, man. I literally took my phone out. I Googled their number, their address and everything. We called their marketing manager, literally. Yeah. We got her email. We sent her a profile. We told her who we are, what we do.
Yeah.
Luckily, we were on a few videos at the time, like Omonia was trending.
Yeah.
She liked our work. We hustled our way
in. And you were wearing Ellis there?
Yeah, literally.
Without even them having sponsored.
Oh, no. Actually, what we did was we came up with a new way to grab them. We had a TV performance, I think, somewhere there. Then we went and bought Ellis stuff.
Merchandise. Yeah.
Did that on TV. Told them to watch TV. Took videos, took pictures. Social media, we started a bit of posting a lot of their stuff without
being obvious.
Getting there to them. Mm. By the time we had said to them, this is who we are. This is what we want to do with you guys. It worked.
And it popped off at that point. Wow, that was incredible.
That was beautiful.
I want to know. Okay, so you guys are these incredible dancers, multi-talented artists. I want to know, do you guys have day jobs? Any of you have your... Like, obviously, you need a certain hustle. You need to Does do you guys even make money off the Soweto's Finest thing? I mean, with all due respect, I mean, surely you got to pay the bills.
How do you make money as a dancer?
Yeah. And do you guys then have separate jobs from just being a performer and entertainer?
Answer that question, no. Okay. My job is Soweto's Finest.
Got you. So that's your passion. And then, that's your
and then I'm going to break that down. Okay. What is Soweto's Finest?
Yeah.
Hence the decision to say, okay, we are dancers. That's what we are known for. That's what we are good at. Mm. What will we be doing when we are, because we're getting older, what will we be doing when we are maybe not even 30, 40? Mm. Will we still be dancing as energetically as an 18-year-old?
Mm. Got you. Mm.
Then we said, nah. But how do we now create longevity within the dancing?
Got you.
To keep the money going either.
Capitalize,
we said, no, let's open a dance studio. People love us, love our dancing and always want to learn from us.
Fabulous.
So let's open a dance academy where you can teach people how to dance. For the kids, it's fun because we teach them how to dance literally. For the older ones, it's for
it's
gym.
For learning how to voshu.
And it's for it's
that
gym
one
purposes.
Move you
and it's exercise.
We're creating an alternative to gym. You're working out at the same time, losing weight, but doing something more fun.
Definitely something I'll look into, yeah.
We did that. On top of that, we said, fine, how do we keep the brand going and the Soweto's Finest day job going? Let's start doing events.
Got you.
We hosted a, last 2 weeks ago, we hosted a sold-out event in Soweto.
Fab.
After that, we said, fine, what else could we do? Fine, we dancers. Let's dance to our own music.
Got you.
Release that, get royalties for that, shoot videos, get gigs from that.
Fab.
We started releasing our own music now as well. So it's always a better that now we're looking at what more we could do, how we can grow the studio.
Yeah.
If we could open more branches countrywide or in Joburg.
Or merchandising. More
we're looking at to that now. Yeah. So it's a whole collective of Soweto's Finest. It's a day job. We have an office. The dance studio, we run it as an office.
Mm. Oh,
we have meetings every Monday at 10 to say we had work. What do we do? What's the plan for the week? What's the plan for the month? What's the short term for the 3 months? Who do we go? What? So it's we're not just dancing.
So to wrap up Candace's question, all of your day jobs is Soweto's Finest.
Basically. Get it.
And that's pretty much what I call dedication. So you know what we do? Right after this, I want you to tell us one thing. I've asked everybody what Shube is. I want you to tell me what Shube is. Because we really want to know.
And we want to know
more about exactly how does one move from dancer to entrepreneur to endorser to...
Ntwana, it's a whole from Soweto. Huh?
Let the music
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmo.
If you want to know more about your customers and speak to them when it matters, you need Touch Base Pro. Here at Cliff Central, we experience this firsthand as we use them for our daily newsletter, which is the only place to get the popular weekly conundrum every Friday, turning different customers into customers who can't wait to engage with your brand by collecting meaningful insights and valuable info on what interests them so you can get target individuals and create strategies. TouchBase Pro can also help with setting up effective email campaigns to maximize sales and mend the love lost between sales and marketing. At the end of each month, you will have meaningful reports to show your team, taking the guesswork out of email marketing stats. Get to emailwins.co.za now for a chance to receive a mini strategic assessment plus an email campaign to 25,000 customers. With a Touch Base Pro account manager, you will send emails your customers can't ignore. Go to emailwins.co.za. If you change nothing, nothing changes.
Yeah. Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmo.
Oi, oi. You nearly thought that was Buddha, ne? It's too much.
Almost.
It's really too
much. I actually
much.
Had a chat with my security guards. So,
what are they saying?
Like, one of them heard your voice, like, randomly when I was getting into the car.
Mm.
And he's like, what's happening with that guy's voice? So I'm like, no, this it's his voice.
It's
his
me.
Voice, and he's on radio, and he's channeling his voice in the right
to the right tone and
yes. So I must say there is
quite, I'll get there.
To you it's the norm, but to everyone else who does not have that voice and is not accustomed to it, there's a fascination.
It's the unicorn.
And you better use it.
I plan
you
to.
You better use it, fam.
Like, bon. I'm not trying to even go the woi woi or woi woi route.
Don't be conventional about it.
Never.
Just fuck it up and jay.
Hence I was saying I need to start a poll actually. I must change my name. I must have radio name.
Yeah.
Like RJ the Voice. Do you think you
I'm
guys
telling
think
you, change your handles that now. Will
work. Change it now.
Change it now.
Just the voice.
Yeah, the voice. It doesn't even have to be RJ.
RJ for what? For who?
RJ for when?
There was a Facebook moment when Napster, who was that other guy? Where the guy from the other guy who joined Facebook and told them, I can remember Facebook before was the Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then that guy just said, drop the.
Yeah. See, it's the simple things in life.
This is why I'm here.
I think it just made you a millionaire.
For what?
I think it just made you a first million.
It's too much.
But I want my royalties though, because I gave it the
family. It's family. When I blow, you blow.
Speaking of family.
We are family.
Hey,
when
Soweto's finest.
What up?
King Shube. Because Candace has no idea. Candace already key term of endearment.
It's a term of endearment, right? It's like, oh, Shube.
Not sugar. It's not sugar.
Shube.
Shube. I should think Shube.
What are you thinking? School me in German.
I think Shube short would Shubile. Like, it's hot. Shube.
Nah.
It's not.
Are you also wrong, Femi?
But, that was a
tongue.
Good try.
That was close.
That was close, yeah.
So the first time we heard Shube, it's actually pronounced Schubert. It's classical music from France.
Oh, I knew that. Wow. My goodness. So S-H-U-B-E-R-T.
So that's what I just literally just killed Candace's mic. Because Amanga, they come out of here.
No,
my lord. Where did you hear Schubert in which France? That's why your mic is off. That's right. Your mic. She just turned her mic on.
Switch on my mic. Okay, cool. I've heard of... Okay, well, it's not pronounced like that. Or I wouldn't pronounce it like that.
Yeah,
I
but you're from Saint-Germain.
But also, okay, let's speak about the song.
No, Schubert, go ahead, baby.
Schubert is that France thing. But how the song came about was, I think a year or two ago, we were performing in Durban. There was this, you know how big the Kora Kora is?
Yes. Mm.
The dance, Schubert, is big in Durban. It's like, it's this vibe.
Oh.
That's Schubert. Mm. This vibe is that Schubert.
Oh. In Durban, Amazulu, my partner said,
Schubert, yes. Mm.
So I'm firing our research team has been.
No,
but
you
I mean, Candace, you should know. You date Zulu guys, right?
Hey?
You date Zulu guys. You should
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but my they don't dance because they like old.
No, they do other things.
This is true.
They just
bigger things.
They just
better things.
Dish out racks.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Land in the sand.
Nicer things.
So let me know. So if you guys are a dance crew and you're doing all the stuff, right? In my mind, then I want to know who compiles the music.
Which music? The performing music or the recording music?
The recording, I mean, your guys' music. It literally says, so where to find this Schubert?
Yeah.
It's their music.
The
yeah.
first
yeah.
single we released in 2015,
yeah.
we went to DJ Cleo and said, yo.
Oh.
You said, yo.
Yeah.
Here's the Rex, produce a single for us.
Crazy.
We did that.
How much has he charged?
Do you know
30K.
What?
Well, we paid the UK at that time.
Because Rex were within 12 years later.
Oh, y'all were balling.
No. Can I also, it's fine. Can I explain that DJ Cleo situation?
Yeah, go for it.
DJ Cleo is the first person who put us on.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Musically.
Shout out.
Musically.
Yeah. No, put us on.
In
mainstream.
Okay.
His videos, his gigs. And his videos got a lot of traction because it was big. So he put us on and that's how we came about to blow up a bit. And then started not to treat us proper. So this was just an exercise to show him.
You ain't going to speed past that like you ain't said what you just said.
So this was an exercise to show
tell
him.
Tell us
why
about
did he
the,
do?
The...
Rewind.
The,
why did he not treat you properly? What is he doing?
Yeah.
We want to know so that when kids want to go to entertainment,
they
know what to
They must
to.
Know.
But also, we learned a lot.
Is it a power dynamic?
Yeah.
Like totally. If we can move past the dramatics.
Yeah,
but
it
like
is.
It's a power dynamic.
It
it's a thing of like Bona, okay, sharp, I put you on and then
it is.
What else you need?
You're the gatekeeper, so
got
nothing
you.
Can happen
absolutely.
Without
your
push or somehow your kids can't blow up. Because the music thing, when we started dancing for him in 2007, we came up with that idea back then to say, yo, because of this, we had an idea of this, but because it's like just dance. Just dance. And then a few years down the line, he signs the Teddy Bears, who are our friends, who also used to dance.
Oh, shit.
So you like,
so it's like rivals type of vibe.
And we used to. So you like how, but or maybe is it because? So this was just to say, yo, when I do music, you can't say no because here's the money.
Okay.
We ain't saying it's a favor.
It's
we
not,
want
yeah,
we
no
to do them, do that, and then that is dope. And then, you know, Nzinga from the soil.
Yeah.
He opened his own record company, so he signed some dope boys, and then that's how we produced Schubert. They did that for us.
Yeah.
And then there's a song we did. There's a few songs we actually did
with Kid X. Raspafui and Kidex.
Oh yeah, the Kidex, that's the one we did.
Scoop,
now. Scoop. We have Kidex. So we, luckily, because we've been around for a while, so we were able to say, yo,
we let's. That's what we're about.
Do you know, like, about you guys? You guys are authentic. Or from you.
Yeah.
You're authentic. I mean, I keep telling you, know, when it comes to media and entertainment, right? You need at least 10 years in the game.
In anything. No, not even media.
Yeah. Like 10 years in the game.
Because I know in Hollywood, they say an overnight success equates to 10 years of hard work. So you would have pushed for 10 years for you to be considered an overnight success.
Imagine.
In Hollywood.
Trust me,
so
Hollywood is coming, babe. It's coming for you.
Yeah, no, I'm 5 years in. Shit.
Yeah. All those Twitter things and the research is going to land.
Yeah, better. Better.
Something.
So right now, we have Soweto's Finest, right? You guys have this clout. Okay. I want to know, as a male Zulu man, red-blooded Zulu man 2018, how the bad beds? Surely.
The bad beds.
They're bad. Because if there's one thing that can distract a nigga,
it's a bad bed.
It's exactly that.
It's a bad bed. They're going to distract a nigga and they're going to take a nigga's money.
Do you guys keep each other in check?
Always.
Got it, right?
Always.
So like, you'll see like a bad bed, you'll be like, no, listen, nigga, listen, how you can't.
Nah. And also, yeah, you say, oh, yeah, we can, because it's that type of weekend. Oh, no, you can't. But also, apart from me, luckily the guys are 6-7 years relationship in with their partner. So luckily that helps them also to say, you have, you know,
to keep them in check,
you know, that helps a lot.
So let me know then if that happens, right? And like, I'm looking at like the group, right? And patriarchy lives there. When you guys letting a chick in the crew?
Oh no, never. No, girls have too much drama, unnecessary drama. We need to go to a show. Your boyfriend doesn't want to let you go. Nah, Candace. Girls,
no, it's through experience. He's talking from experience. Remember, there were 97 of them.
You need to go to rehearsal. Your mom wants you to cook at home. You can't go rehearse. You need to go to a shoot. No.
That's awfully stereotypical.
Million nigga washing.
No. It's literally experience. So
it is what it is.
It was better. It's better off as guys because, as I said earlier, it's all we know. So that way, there's no two ways about it. There's no, I need to go to cook because I need, when does the
so
show,
what if I pull up, I don't need to cook for anyone, I'm pretty independent, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do,
then you can give it a shot. If you're gonna be, you know, if you're gonna be disciplined, your whole time management is proper, you know, the skill is nice, because it's all those elements. Doesn't help for us to be that we had a problem with that actually a few years ago. We've had a lot of time management issues through the years.
That's
before
my,
we
my
were actually
main issue in life.
We've had that a lot to say, Amara, guys, we're supposed to be at stage at 10:30, Tina, Kora to 11, we're 5 minutes away. We've had a lot of that problem, so we've understood also, I think, through growing up, to say, guys, you lose a lot of what you have if you're not on time.
So can I ask a question there? Because seeing that Candace wants to join Soweto's Finest. Joe, I mean, if just for me, and just for like the world.
Yeah.
I can teach you how to zipper.
I can zipper.
Just like twerk a little bit. Like I'm pretty sure you can twerk better than she can. Like, it's not even.
Not
like,
a chance.
Like, I'm telling you. Like, Joe and I have tried, but
chance,
like, we're failing so
much.
It's too much.
Not a
too
chance,
man. And then if she can do just 2 voshos consecutively, listen, I'll join.
Okay, let's fix
I'll
our
do
medical aids first.
2 voshos.
Let's fix
nah,
our
two
medical
is,
aids.
2 is...
Frog jump.
2 is too much.
It's frog almost jump. Too easy. What's wrong?
Yes, also, Candace, you're doing the voshur wrong.
That's
why you won't wake up.
Okay, how do you do it?
You're doing it wrong. That's why you won't wake up.
You see?
How do you record us, guys?
Yay,
record us.
In studio vibes, guys.
In studio vibes. Just follow. Hold on. We're all going to record
for the gram.
For the gram.
It's unfortunate that those listening will subtitle it for you guys.
Okay. 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 Ok
And that is pretty much the most iconic show we've ever had.
No, definitely.
It's crazy. Only 10 minutes left. Like,
special Mary.
We've taught voice shows. We've done the damn things. It's about that time, Candace. I need you to shine. So what I'm gonna do is kill this and do this the right way.
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Ho! Smash or marry? Urban. Smash. Urban or marry? Drive.
Forget it. Everything is just gone to like nothing. Welcome to the Urban Culture Drive. Can us do your thing.
We're going to play a game called Smash and Barry. And Jabula, I hope you're ready. It's quick play. It's gender fluid. And everyone gets to play. We'll go clockwise.
Getting Gary out of breath. What's going on?
Yeah, it's the voice show, guys. I can't.
It's too much.
It's too much.
One round vibes.
I mean, that was four voice shows and like I can't breathe.
One round vibes.
Okay, cool. So, Jabula. So I thought I'd theme it around dances, right? Mm-hmm. So these are people that are pretty well known for their dancing, yeah, be it professionally or just amateur.
Yeah.
So I'll kick it off with Channing Tatum. Smash or marry?
Marry. Smash now.
I would also marry him.
Yeah.
Don't worry. we'll go with you, Joby. Chris Brown.
Marry.
Befriend. Mary.
Okay. Let's say Humapanga John Talk Travolta.
John, but he's got, yeah, for the money. So I'd marry him, take the money, invest into his finance, then we blow up. Hey.
Take the money.
The racks.
I don't know if you know Twitch, who was on.
Twitch is dope, I know Twitch.
Yeah. So you think he can dance?
Yeah.
He's pretty dope. Special Mary.
So come on, fam.
Gender fluid.
I take him back to So You Think You Can Dance.
Special Mary, baby.
No. Mary.
Okay, cool. I was gonna ask you if you'd be top or bottom, but I guess you'll tell me a story about how you won't fuck in this marriage, and we'll take that. Baby Jacob Zuma, Joby.
Actually, Mary.
Miss Rex, Slim.
Mary.
Okay, let's say Mapanga.
Talk to me.
Snem Butter.
Snem Butter.
The dancer.
But you know the thing is, like, I would smash.
I hate it when he does this annoying. It's not that deep.
Do you know when you smash, Nip? But like you smash so ruggedly. Like you can no longer like take people seriously.
Harry,
like, I'll just like it would
devour
be a long
thing.
So last round. Sumizi Mlomo. Sumizi Mklongo, sorry.
I definitely marrying.
Okay, cool.
He hasn't smashed
you up for that long term shit. Job. Janet Jackson.
Oh. My mind just went smashing Mary.
Okay, cool. We'll take
Bear
that.
Bear in mind, she's 52.
And let's wrap it up.
I would still.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up with Lesejo Mapanga. Lesejo Mapanga. Talk Michael Jackson, baby. Smash or marry.
Oh, marry. It's Michael. Come on. Yeah. Get out.
Wait.
Yeah.
Candace?
Why am I always. I'm not supposed to play this game.
No. Now you are playing.
Yeah.
We will give you. Let us see.
Njabulo.
Yeah.
From Soweto's finest.
Right across you.
Smash or marry.
Okay. Actually, no. Gang bang.
The whole Soweto's finest. Soweto's
finest. No, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Come on.
Smash or marry.
Are this polyandry, you marry all of them or you smash all of them?
Yeah.
Pick.
I guess I'll have to marry all of them then.
Oh, that's right.
And then they'll smash all of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, if I survive, my vagina's already a mess right now.
So, is Urban Culture Drive.
That's Urban Culture. Come on.
Listen, you've been great. We always run out of time with this show. We're just too lit. Let us know. So what is finest, right? What's new? What's upcoming? What's happening this year?
What's happening this year? More music videos, dance studio vibes. Who knows? Might even have a reality show, you know?
Yes,
anything
boy.
Is possible.
Invite us.
Job?
Love and light as always, my brother.
Love and light for myself. hugs and kisses all around because I'm so full of love. Candace Colson.
Let's bake.
Yes, let's bake. What he said.
What do you know about that?
What are we baking?
This is CliffCentral.com.